Oh, yeah. Well, Michael McDonald this morning, how about some Michael McDonald, James?
No, I'm not a Michael McDonald guy.
I love Michael McDonald.
I did too, man.
Ever since the movie, the 40-year-old
40-year-old version, yeah.
Michael McDonald.
The king of yacht rock, I would say, probably.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, a little more Michael McDonald here. Oh, yeah.
I can't. Well, I'd love to hear it. I can't tell.
I know. He doesn't have his headsets on. You're missing out, man.
That's the worst version of that song, though.
No, it isn't.
No. Yeah. I like both. Yeah. Both versions.
Michael McDonald. I might play that at the end, too. Just because, James. It's the 10th day of June. James, did you get out of the ballpark finally last night?
Yeah. I should have pitched a tent, to be honest with you.
He just had to drive home. Late. We were just talking about that. The others had to drive to Lander.
Yeah, they had to drive to Lander, which we got out of there at 10, and they were still putting stuff in their bus. So they probably had to go eat, too, so they probably didn't get back till 2 in the morning.
2, 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lander. That's a little ways.
Long ways.
All right. Big games. Both Troopers won both by mm-hmm. substantial margin. What was the first one?
First one was the football scores, 37-6. And they still played 5 innings.
Was it mostly pitching? I mean, I was in and out.
Yeah. I mean, it was walks and then Troopers hit well.
No home runs?
No, there's 2 home runs in one.
Oh, nice.
Tanner Hamrick had 2 home runs.
Nice. Tanner had both?
Yeah.
Right.
And Grand Slam. It was a
Grand Slam?
Yeah.
Wow.
They played good.
That's awesome.
They hit well. Lander hit well, better than I thought, but after you put up 30 runs, there's not a lot of silver lining.
A little demoralizing.
Yeah.
It's like, can we get this over with?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, let's look at the date book today. Well, thanks, James. Late night for you there.
No problem. I'm happy I didn't have the early morning shift this
morning.
You
didn't have the early morning shift
this
morning?
I'm happy I foresaw that.
Yeah, you're a good man. 1832, German inventor Nicholas Otto was born. Gasoline engine.
Hmm.
Nice job. 1832.
Cool.
Well ahead of the time. 1922. Actress, singer Judy Garland was born on this date.
Hmm.
1639. The first American log cabin is built in Wilmington, Delaware.
Nice. Okay.
Good job. 1793. Philadelphia ceases to be the U.S. capital when all federal government offices moved to Washington, D.C.
Right. And what year is that?
That was 1793.
Hmm. So, short stint there for Philadelphia.
1776, the Continental Congress appointed a committee to write a Declaration of Independence.
Right.
1943, the ballpoint pen was patented.
James.
Yeah, somebody keeps taking all mine.
I know. We were just talking about that yesterday. I go, James, where's all your pens?
Yeah.
They always blame
Julie,
me
where's
for
all
this.
My pens?
It's not me.
You're
sometimes
Julie,
it is.
I walk into your office and we can go up there right now and I will find one. I promise.
Only the good ones.
Yeah, I know. That's why I don't have any pens next to my desk anymore. We got 2 pens left.
I know. There was a whole James and I were just talking about this because not too long ago I totally filled one of the little pen dispensers here. Totally full. And like within a month, they're all gone.
Pens are like socks. And they just disappear.
Well, and I said to James, it'd be one thing if you're finding pens laying around all over the place, but you don't even find them.
No. It's going to be like the scene in The Sandlot where they finally get in the backyard and all the balls are dug up.
Yeah.
And the dog has all the balls in like a little hole. That's what we're going to find one day here in Shared Media. There's just going to be a whole fill of pens.
I guess.
Oh, I don't know.
And it's going to be Julie's death.
I knew you. I was waiting for that.
Julie is the big, scary dog from The Sandlot, but for pens.
Yeah, I have found a few of mine in her office, too, as well, James.
Oh, well.
He grabs and walks away.
I don't know how it gets in there.
The worst part is she grabs and walks away, then never uses them. And I'm like, why did you take it then?
He'll say, oh, this pen. And I'm like, oh, you can have it back.
Yeah.
So if Julie comes to your desk, you have to watch her before she walks away because it's like she might have your pen in her hand. Yeah. So.
Listen, I'm left-handed.
She's not the only one. But
so,
she isn't the only one.
You know, if my hand starts to drag the ink, it's, I give it back.
That's a terrible excuse. What you're saying right now,
I mean,
terrible.
You can have it back. I don't necessarily give it back.
James and I are pen aficionados, along with Jill.
Yeah.
Jill's a good pen aficionado.
Yeah.
She's got good pens, too.
Imagine being an aficionado of something that's stolen from you every day.
It is ballpoint pen day. You want a little bit of ballpoint pen trivia?
Sure. There's trivia for ballpoint pen. Huh?
There is. Laszlo Biro of Budapest, Hungary is the man.
Who invented it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Laszlo, he was a Hungarian newspaper editor, and he did that. A tiny ball at the tip of the standard ballpoint pen is usually made of what?
Alloy.
Tungsten, carbide, or steel.
Sure.
Ballpoint pen ink is oil-based, which makes it dry faster on paper than water-based fountain pens. The standard Bic crystal pen, ballpoint pen, can write up to how many miles before it runs out?
Write up to how many 200. Miles?
Miles. Jeez, Julie.
200 miles.
Wow.
That's a pen. I'm going to say two.
What are you holding, a barrel?
Yeah.
How about 1.2?
Yeah, 2 miles. 200 miles.
I was
right.
Way off.
Somebody was testing
that's
it.
That's where
like, we're
all the pens
going?
Are, James. They're between here and Cheyenne. Yeah.
I've been riding to Cheyenne to Casper.
Yeah. The hole in the top of the Bic pen cap was added to help the ink dry out faster if the pen leaked.
Oh.
Okay. Makes sense. I don't like those Bic pens, I'll be honest with you. They're too small.
Yeah. Fisher Space Pens use a pressurized ink cartridge that allows them to write in zero gravity underwater and over greasy surfaces. Have you ever heard
underwater.
Of those?
I've seen them use them in underwater.
I have not seen.
I want to see this.
They'll do
one.
That for like.
Don't get any juice.
I think like the I can't imagine. I've seen like underwater welders use them. I think so. After they weld something, they'll have it and they'll like have it on their arm.
Underwater welding is a whole other.
I know, but
they
use it to like mark stuff. I think. And if Julie was the underwater welder, the guy'd be like, "Where's my pen?" Oh no!
Where's my pen?
And she's up on the top of the bus. She's like, "Hey, Peter, I'm sorry.
Sorry, get your pen.
I got your pen up here.
Fisher Space Pens. I gotta look that up.
Yeah,
I've never heard of that.
Look that up, Bob. Maybe you should get a few.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be cool.
Would be.
All right. Well,
we're holding stuff in the sink and look at this. This is so cool.
No, I'm writing on it. Okay, today is egg roll day. Okay,
love egg rolls. Yeah.
Love egg rolls.
All right. Black Cow Day. All right.
Sure.
As in the Angus?
I would.
Or
think,
the
I,
candy.
I don't.
Is there the candy?
There's candy?
Yeah, remember that chewable thing called the Black Cow?
No.
It's like a taffy.
I have never heard of that.
Okay.
I'm not even looking it up. You're on your own here.
Black Cow
Day. You saw me pointing at his phone.
I bet it's like Black Angus cows.
Yeah.
These are so terrible for you, but they do taste good in a pinch once in a while, and it's Frosted Cookie Day.
Oh, yeah.
They're good.
I know they are.
Who cares if they're bad for you? If I'm having one, I'm not thinking about that.
You're not thinking about the
if I'm
grams
having a frosted
of sugar
cookie,
that are
yeah.
in there.
I'm
they
not
have
thinking
the
about
soft
that.
Ones, but they also have the crunchier sugar ones that are frosted for Christmas.
Frosted Cookie Day.
Mm.
It's also Herb and Spice Day.
Sure.
Yeah.
And iced tea.
Kaylin, without them, we were going a long time without using any sort of spice
when
on
salt
food.
And pepper
crazy.
Down,
yeah.
Like, oh my gosh.
Changed their lives.
Remarkable act of bravery here. A woman saved her goat from a mountain lion. The rescue was captured by a security camera in a livestock enclosure. This is in Montana. The footage shows several goats running as the mountain lion reaches for one goat by the neck. The goat resists, but it's losing strength. The woman enters the scene, yelling, banging, scaring, jumps on the mountain lion.
Cool. Way to go.
Wow. And kicks it.
I don't know if I would have done that. I don't know if I could do
you
that.
You don't know what you're capable of doing until you put in that situation.
That's true.
You know? You could sit here. I know you could sit here and go, I wouldn't do that. But you know what? In that time, I bet.
I mean, there's the story of the guy that got his dog out of the alligator jaws.
Yeah.
I know. And then the cat moved back, ears pinned back, and walked away. Wow.
But see, that's why bears scare me more than cats, because cats are very conscious of the energy output.
Yeah.
And if it's going to cost them a lot more energy than they think it needs to, they won't. That's true about mountain lions and tigers.
Cheetahs
and
are like that, too. Cheetahs are like, if I can't chase this thing down,
actually,
I'm not
all
doing
cats.
It. Had a close encounter with a mountain lion once growing up on the farm fencing in the mountains in our mountain, because our landscape was similar to around here. And, I'm not paying attention. Got my headphones on, and I'm just fencing, moving up to this bluff.
Headphones? It must have been your Walkman.
It was.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. And then all of a sudden, I pulled something instinctively. I just pulled one of my earbuds out, and I heard a just, you know.
Oh, man, that's the fact that you're doing double earbuds.
And then I looked up, and there he was, or she was, and I just like froze.
Yeah.
And looked down, and I'm just waiting. And
you must have stumbled onto her if she was hissing at you.
You have your headphones on.
I couldn't.
That's
hear
crazy.
Anything. I know. Wasn't very smart. Never did that again. Just one earbud.
Not
to mention from
you,
that point
I mean,
on.
You've talked about the. You walked around rattlesnakes all the time. You're not going
to
hear the rattle.
You can do
if
that here. I mean, that just happened to me the other day.
Yeah.
We were just talking about rattlesnakes yesterday. I was relating to a story with Liz Kincaid. We were talking about rattlesnakes. And when we used to burn ditches back on the farm, you know, big propane burner, big long torch, we used to wear our irrigation boots. Because as you're going along the ditch bank, you're going backwards, you know, we were just...
Right.
And you could every now and then feel the strike of a snake on your back of your leg.
But you had the boots on,
totally, because you couldn't hear them. If it was a rattler, you couldn't hear it.
I would have a question to the police department: how many 911 calls they've gotten because they hear what sounds like the mountain lion, or what is the mountain lion like scream, and those screams sound just identical to like women in despair. And I'd be curious how many 911 calls they've had to be like, hey, that was a mountain lion. There's nothing going on. It's just a mountain lion. Like, I'd be curious how many of those calls they've gotten. Because if you hear the mountain lion roars like that, they're like, it's eerily sounds like a woman. And you're like, oh my God, something terrible is going on over there.
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't fun. When
I
the
believe
mountain
it.
Lion, I looked down, just didn't move.
Yeah.
I just looked down. I'm just waiting. I'm thinking she could pounce any second. And
I'm supposed
then
to get
I
thought,
slowly
I thought,
looked over and she walked away.
Yeah.
That's why I think you surprised her.
Aren't mountain lions you're supposed to get like big?
And then I had to sit down because my heart was totally pounding through my chest at that point in
that
time.
Makes sense.
It's like, wow.
Yeah,
not
because
do
if
that
she
again.
Was stalking you, you would have. Yeah.
Yeah.
She I think you surprised her.
Speaking of, alligator escaped in Indiana. An alligator named Irwin was loose.
I love sure. It.
After escaping from an animal show, the owner claims the alligator posed no threat to humans, stating it only eats small mice and more likely to avoid you. So if you're in Indiana, Auburn, and you see an alligator, Irwin,
alligators eat mice?
Well, yeah, they eat. Anything like that.
They're trash reptiles. They'll eat anything.
And then there's this guy. Florida man arrested stealing more than a dozen garden gnomes. John Ramey apprehended.
They got me.
Deputies matched the description of someone seen riding a child's tricycle with a backpack full of gnomes.
You said it was in Florida?
Wow.
Upon searching his property... In a nearby shed, they found many gnomes returned to the owner. Now, you're a police officer, and you see a grown man riding a child's tricycle. And
well,
a backpack
wait, it's in
full.
Florida?
Yeah.
I mean, just
Does
another
it
day.
Say where in Florida?
Yeah, just another
Lee
day.
Lee County. Lee County. I don't know where Lee County is.
It's Florida, man. They do
weird stuff. You see somebody on a tricycle, and in their backpack is full of gnomes, you're probably going, hey!
No. If you're a police officer in Florida, you're like... It's a Tuesday.
Like, why a tricycle?
Here goes.
Let's stop this guy.
We're starting again.
Here we go. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Wednesday, June 10th. You're listening to KROE Sheridan at 8 o'clock. Fox News on the way. Do you remember?